Okay, so we have to talk about Benghazi. This is like a bad case of the shingles. I thought it was gone, and it came back, and I'm itching again. I mean, somehow, no matter how many times they turn that eight ball, it always comes up. Benghazi. And it's such a Rorschach test for America, because, like, sane people, I think, look at it and see nothing, and they see it and see the greatest crime in the history of men. About 44% of Republican polls think Benghazi's the worst scandal in American history. I think it's not a scandal, and I can tell why, because in 2012 the scandal was about Obama because he was running, and now somehow the scandal's about a Hillary because she's about to run.
That might be from the Republicans' point of view, but from my point of view, there is a scandal here. Just because John Boehner thinks it's a scandal doesn't mean that it's not.
Please tell me what it is.
It is this. The administration, the White House, and the State Department could have said on September 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, hey, look, fog of war, terrible thing happened. We don't know really what happened. Give us a few days. They didn't. Instead, they said, at the moment, we condemn religious incitement. They blamed a video by a Cerritos nutbag for this.
But that's what it was.
That's not what it was.
That is what it was.
If you burned a Quran right now, if you had the courage of your convictions to burn a Quran on this desk right now, would you be guilty of inciting violence that happened somewhere else?
Well, that's an interesting subject we're going to get to in the second half of the show.
The point here is that... It's what is the opportunity cost of having had 13 hearings on Benghazi, tens of thousands of pages, and all this attention being given to an issue which basically is the equivalent of saying that Nero held Benghazi hearings while Rome burned, or the captain of the Titanic held Benghazi hearings while the iceberg was hitting the Titanic. I mean, we have climate change, we have growing inequalities,
we have all
these problems, and we're ignoring them compared to Benghazi.
This committee is more of a select committee on nonsense. I mean, hopefully their first act... Hopefully their first act would be to read the report seven committees that have already existed. I think Benghazi is a fun word that conservatives on Fox News love to yell out because it sounds like an other thing. You're going to catch some Benghazi. And instead, you know, this is the Congress that didn't want to do anything, right? They quit their job. They had one thing to do, and they walked away from that. And we have this litany of long issues like maybe gun control or broadband or prison reform, and instead we're going to rehash a thing that no one really cares about.
Before we leave this, I just want to get to the point you were making. There is no there there. I'm sorry, sir, you're wrong about this. This idea that somehow the Obamas and Hillary Clinton are guilty because they should have said terror when they said mob, or they should have said terrorism when he said active terror, is absolute nonsense.
But that's not what I was saying.
The New York Times did a very detailed study of this recently, and it was that video. That video called, I think, Innocence of Muslims, that somebody made. It showed in America. There were riots in Cairo. It spread to all around the world. And this latest smoking gun was just a memo from some guy. It wasn't even about Benghazi specifically.
It was about Susan Rice's going on the talk show.
I'll read you the... Here's what he said, that's the smoking gun. Ben Rhodes. Yeah, we all know him. To underscore that these protests are rooted in an internet video, these were the talking points he was giving to Condoleezza Rice, Susan Rice.
Speaking of throwback.
To underscore that these protests are rooted in an internet video and not a broader failure of policy. They were rooted in an internet video and not a broader failure of policy.
We didn't know that on September 14th, and I don't think that we know that now. You cannot blame an act of nutbag free speech on the behavior of people. Do you blame the Danish cartoons for inflaming all of those riots that happened around the world in 2006? I don't think that you do, in your heart of heart, blame that. You have to tell, you have to give agency to the people who are actually burning things. And the President of the United States went to the UN on September 25th and said, we all must condemn slanders of the Prophet Muhammad. You don't believe that.
No.
I don't believe that. And that's an inappropriate response in a moment of crisis.
And is it worth a select committee on more bullshit?
If they're going to drag their feet, release it. I agree. It's a clown show.
So we agree on the clown show.
It's a total clown show. It's Congress. What do you think it's called?
And also, it reminds me of the kind of overreach that they did in 1998. Speaking of Monica Lewinsky.
Well, except that, you know, the overreach happened so long ago in Benghazi that to expect us that this overreach will really hurt Republicans is to expect too much at the moment from people who, frankly, are not really paying attention.